We all know what today is, right? It's Valentine's Day. It's a holiday to celebrate love. And of course, the world has its own idea of what love is. And we, blessed by God, know what the true meaning of love is. To the world, love is affection, it's passion, it's lust, it's whatever. But in the kingdom, it's God's love, that sacrificial love that he demonstrates over and over and over again. Just like Jesus offering himself on the cross, sacrificial love, giving his life for us. But it's okay to celebrate today. Mary and I do celebrate Valentine's Day, but only to the extent that we exchange cards. Actually, we feel that every day should be a celebration of love rather than just one day. But, you know, we go along with it. We give a card, you know. People in the world do lots of things. There are lots of different kinds of acts of love that are done on today, this day. Some people take their spouse out for dinner, maybe flowers, candy, special things, going someplace special. There's all different ways that people try and demonstrate their love. You know, all these different acts that they perform to say, I love you. And some of it, you know, is definitely genuine, heartfelt affection and love for the other person. And some of it is just, well, you know, worldly kind of stuff. But there's all sorts of things that are done in the name of love. What I want to talk about is an act of love that God did that we don't often think of as an act of love. We don't often look at it that way. And I think we're all familiar with this particular scripture. Actually, it comes out of Genesis. And I don't think I've ever heard it preached on in this particular way. But today seemed like a good day to do it. It's Valentine's Day, and the Lord impressed upon me that this indeed was an act of his love. So I hope you can see it yourself. So, Don, if you can put the scripture up. Yeah, Genesis, chapter 1, very beginning. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God, in his great love, decided that he was going to create mankind, men and women. Okay? But he loved his creation so much, men and women, he said, let's make them in our image. God made each one of you in his own image because he loved you so very much. What better way to demonstrate his love than to create you to be like him? Do you ever think of that? That God loves you so much that he wanted you to be like him. So he created you in his own image. Now, what's an image? An image is not the exact representation. I mean, it's not the same thing as the original, but it's a likeness of it. Okay? We are not God, but we are like him. In what ways are we like him? Well, he gave us the capacity to love, did he not? To love as he loves. in the world, you know, when before we got saved, we didn't know what that kind of love was all about. We have since come to understand that. And he gave us the capacity to love in the same way that he loves. So that's one way in which we are like him. We are in his image. We have the ability to have compassion, to feel, to empathize, to feel one another's pain or joy or whatever, to relate. He gave us free will, just like he has free will, to choose. We have the ability to choose what we're going to do. He does not or did not make us puppets. He made us like him in the sense that we can choose to do what we want. We can follow him or we can rebel and go our own way. So we're like him in that sense too. We have free will. There are so many ways in which we are like him. We can think, we can reason, right? We can create. God is a God of creation. His creativity knows no bounds. Just look at the world that he made. But I look at the creativity of people. And you might think, well, gee, I'm not very creative. Oh, yes, you are. More than you think. Some people, yes, are gifted more than others in certain ways. Some people can paint. Some people can sculpt. Some people can play music. Some create music, you know? But every one of us has the ability to create, and we do. We create meals. Well, maybe that's not a big thing to you, but for somebody like me that loves food, oh yeah. But each one of us has the ability to create. Donna creates things on the computer and for the overhead and everything. You write a letter, you create. Right? You call somebody up to have a conversation. Maybe you want to encourage somebody or lift somebody up. You're creating an atmosphere. You're creating an uplifting experience for somebody. There's so many ways in which we create, and we need to think more about that. You know, we all have talents and gifts, and God uses us in so many different ways. And you know, maybe you can think of other ways that we are like God. And I'm sure that we could, you know, add to the list and everything, but I don't want to necessarily prolong things and just going down a list of this way and that way and everything. But there are so many ways that we are like him. And that was his desire, to make us like him. And when he first made Adam and Eve, they were perfect. They were perfect in every way. But we have fallen so far from that. And you might say, well, yeah, I may have been made in the image of God, but boy, I don't measure up. But you see, God is in the business of bringing us back to that same level that Adam and Eve were at before the fall. We may never get there precisely while we're living on the earth, but that is the way we're going to end up in eternity. But all the while that we're here, God is working within us to conform us to the image of Jesus. Everything that he's doing in us, the work that he's doing, is sharpening the image a little bit, adding texture, adding a little color and everything, making us more vivid, making us more like him. Because in God's eyes, you know, that's one of the things that love is all about for him. Making us more like himself and his son. And if that isn't love, I don't know what is. That he loves each one of us so much that he wants us to be just like him. So he made us in his image. To have the same capabilities, the same abilities and talents and skills and everything that he does. Just on a lower level, so to speak. I don't have his power. I don't have his creativity or anything. But I have some of it. And all the while that I'm on this earth, he's working in me, he's working in you to grow that, make that image come into focus so that it's more like Jesus. Like I said, I've never looked at that scripture like that before. But how many of us as parents wanted our children to kind of take after us? How many children want to be just like their parents? Right? Following their footsteps. How many little boys look up to their father and say, I want to be just like you, Dad, or little girls, their mother, because they see beauty and love and good qualities in them, so they want to be just like them. God is no different. He looks at his children and says, yeah, I love you. I'm perfect, God is saying. I'm perfect. And I want you to be perfect too. I want you to be just like me. So I've given you all the attributes that I have, and I'm working in them to bring them to fruition so they can grow and mature and bear fruit. But the thing I want to leave you with, though, is just to think about it in the days ahead. The fact that God loves you so much that he made you to be just like him. Let that sink in. How awesome is God? We heard testimony of that this morning. How wonderful is he? Great and awesome is our God. Think about all his qualities and everything. And his desire is for you to be just like him. Just like him. It's an amazing thing. It really is. And God is working in you to bring that about. So think about that. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. That God is in the process of making you just like him. That's how great his love is. He wants you to take after him and be like him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. You saw each one of us before the world was ever created. You knew our names. You called us into being. And it was your desire, Lord, when you created us, that we should be like you. What an amazing thing that is, Father. We are so grateful that you love us that much. You have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. You have blessed us beyond measure. We are called children of God because in truth we are. But in a sense, we're more than that. Because each day of our lives, we're getting to be more and more like you. And that's what you desire. It's going to be so marvelous in eternity when we are with you. There'll be no hindrances, no pain, no suffering, nothing negative at all. Everything will be peaceful, wonderful fellowship. We'll truly experience the fullness of your love, which is so vast. We only sense a smidgen of it now, because that's all we're capable of experiencing in our fallen state. But yet, Lord, you have lifted us up, and when we enter eternity, we will know and feel and experience the fullness of that love, and it will never leave us. Never, ever leave us. And we will be like you. That's what Scripture says. We will see you as you really are, because we'll be like you. Thank you, Lord, that we have that to look forward to. And thank you for the grace that now rests upon us and all the blessings. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.